Welcome to the Heavenly Radio. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are considered to be sons of light, Hebrew Israelites, who cater to our nation about the light. We also have a wonderful show, another great show that we're doing today. And I thank you for joining us. But before we go into our show, we want to give thanks to our Heavenly Forefather and our Earthly Mother and our King Messiah who give us the wherewithal to do shows like this. You know, all glory and praise go to the Eternal Heavenly Father. You give us this beautiful, wonderful platform so that we can dispense the light to our nation. And when I speak of our nation, I speak about the 12 tribes of Israel, which consist of Afro-Americans, Latinos, and Native Americans. And we just want to give thanks to the Heavenly Father for giving us another day to do this show. Now, we also have several different ministries that we also do. And you can find that at theupperroomisraelite.com. And that's UPPERROOMISRAELITE.com. And my brother Adir Bay Israel has a video show that he does on Saturday evening. You can also find my brother Yaquah Ben Israel, who does several shows, one on Wednesday nights, Pacific time, and also he does one on Friday night, Pacific time. And you can find all that in the Upper Room Israelite.com. We also have a POW talk we do, Fishing for Men. We do that on Saturday nights, and you can find that in the Upper Room. We also have a food ministry, the Sandra Johnson Food Ministry. And if you go to the room, and we like to, we help, women with children, men too, all depending on the situation. You know, we help all Israelites, and you can find that at the upperroomisraelite.com. Even though that's all said, we want to go into our program, which is, the title is, Leave the World Now While It's Time. Leave the world now while it's time. And, I always like to go into a scripture. So the scripture that I want to start off with is at Matthew's 4:8-10. Again, that's Matthew's 4:8-10. Now, before I go into the scripture, I just want you to know that, we see a lot of things occurring right now in this present time. You see, we see a lot of things going on. So I'm going to read Matthew's 4:8-10. And it reads this. It says, again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and sheweth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto them, all these things I will give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then Messiah said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written that thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him shall thou serve. Now, the reason I read that scripture, because it helps us to see the wicked, Satan owns this world. You see, Satan is the ruler of this world. And this is one of the reasons why we want to leave this world. Now, I'm not talking about Light Brothers. Light Brothers has been left. We left this world, and leaving this world, Light Brothers is in a universe of their own, actually. You see, if you would put Life Brothers in a raft, and we sitting in the raft rowing, the world is, when we look behind us, the world is way behind Life Brothers. if you take a compass out of your pocket and bring it out, you'll see the compass needles will break. You see what I'm saying, brother? Because, you know, this is how the Heavenly Father's got us far away from this world. Mm-hmm. You see?
And you're exactly right. The wisdom and knowledge that Messiah was talking about, that's why he used parables. Because the basic information, like you said, was for the multitude. But the light, the hidden mysteries was for light, brother. And that's why you can associate that distance between the multitude and the brothers of light. That's why his teachings, his specific mystery teachings, only went to the 12 patriarchs. So you're exactly right. The understanding that they had was far beyond the doctrine that he taught in parables.
Right, brother. And see, and this is the, you know, the one of the main reasons why we leave this world, because we can see the affluence of events that's taking place. How right now, a brother downloaded a video to us and showed us, I think it's called Operation Jumpstart. And in this video, it shows how deep the wickedness is about to come on this earth. You know, we see constantly, they speaking of the vaccines, you know, more fear. You know, so soon we know that they're going to start forcing these vaccines on us, you know. And what was really interesting about the video is the way they producing these vaccines, when they start producing them from my understanding, is they're going to be producing about 320 million vaccines a month. That's a lot of vaccines. And we already know in the vaccines that it's going to have the FDFI chip is going to be in it. It's going to be, you know, the vaccines is meant to make us, as the word is, transhumanism, half man, half robot, you know, and there's going to be a lot of complications in this vaccine that they're going to be producing. So we can see the state of the trouble that the world is in right now. And it brings me to another scripture at Job 9:24. Again, that's Job 9:24, and it reads, "The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covereth the face of the judges thereof, it not where, and who is he?" And what that's telling you, see, when he said, who is he? Satan is he. You see, Satan is ruling this world, the wickedness, him. So we have to leave this world and get into a state of mind of leaving the world behind us, you see. And there's only certain ways you can do that, you see. And, you know, you want to be able to get your mind and get your heart ready to leave this place, brother. You know what I mean?
Right. So, and to add to that, you're exactly right. The destruction is on its way of the Gentiles. You know what I'm saying? Their time has been fulfilled. Their sins has reached up to heaven. The cup runs over with their iniquity, so forth and so forth. But it's a couple of precepts I want to read. I'm going to go to 2 Edwards 2. And, you know, even though the wicked are ramping up their plans, Eternal Father let his righteous servants know that he's going to keep his bulwark of protection around his chosen children. So I'm going to read 2 Edwards 2:25. I'm still at 25. It says, "Nourish thy children, O thy good nurse. So, establish their feet." So that's talking about the Holy Shekinah. It says, "As for the servants whom I have given thee, there shall not one of them perish, for I will require them from among Nimrod." So what it's saying is she's going to gather her chosen people, the remnant, from among the number of the people on the earth. It said, "Be not weary, for when the day of trouble and heaviness come, others," repeat that again, "others shall weep and be sorrowful, but thy shall be merry and have abundance. That sounds like Goshen to me.
Mm-hmm.
It says, the heathen shall envy thee, but they shall be able to do nothing against thee, saith the Lord. My hand shall cover thee, so that thy children shall not see hell. Be joyful, O thy mother, with thy children, for I will deliver thee, saith the Lord. So he told the Holy Shekinah to protect her chosen children. And in the midst of that, you know, we're supposed to be storing up too, because this is a place of training, instruction, and teaching. So we're going to be protected, but we also got to continue to do the work of Jeremiah 16:16, continue to be fishing for men. So you're exactly right, brother. We got to continue to keep our eyes upward and watch out for that old dirty serpent.
Right. Right, brother. And you know what, brother? And right now, we in the month of December, right? And we're talking about leaving the world. You know, our nation leaving the world behind. Now, it's interesting because today is, this month is one of the biggest hell of days, and I say hell of days, that they celebrate. And we know that this hell of day is Christmas, you see. And we know Christmas is one of the biggest worldly holidays that everybody, you know, celebrate besides our nation,
right.
You know. And we know that the world is really going to be into this holiday, Christmas. But I got a scripture at Matthew 7:23. You know, when you do certain things, right, and as our nation know not to do, not to celebrate these holidays,
right.
You see, but yet the world, the nations will, you see. So the nations stay connected to the world, you
right.
see. But let me show you what Matthew 7:23 speaks upon that's going to happen. Again, that's Matthew 7:23. And it says, and then I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, because they are worldly things that they do. You see, Messiah said to them, get away from me, you workers of iniquity.
Right.
You see, celebrating these holidays, you know, Messiah never tell us to celebrate these worldly holidays, because
right.
we know, as I just read, the world belongs to Satan
right
now. You see, and that shows us that as a nation, We got to leave this world. You see,
exactly.
You know, Messiah gave us the perfect example right there. He said, get away from me.
Right.
Now, why would he tell his own nation to get away from him? You know,
right.
So he's letting you know, these nations that do this, get away from me, you
right.
workers of iniquity.
Right, right, right. And you're exactly right. That's why if you go to 2 Corinthians 6:17, it says, wherefore, come out from among them, talking about the Gentiles, and be ye separate, you know what I'm saying, save the eternal Heavenly Father, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, save the eternal Heavenly Father. So he telling us, come out of the world, you know what I'm saying, and don't be like them, you know what I'm saying, because
mm-hmm.
we are separate people and peculiar unto him.
Right. You see? So, and when he say separate, see, separate means holy. Holy people. We are holy people. We separated from the other nations in the world. All throughout time, the divine heavenly forefather, Messiah, they separated us from these nations, from the world, because they knew that the world would be doing all sort of worldly things.
Right.
You see? So, you know, if you ever, when you read the pseudepigraphal books, you'll see that the Heavenly Forefather always kept us away from the world.
Right.
Now, again, I want to also refer to our audience. If there's anybody out there and they can hear what we're saying, and they have some kind of recollection of what we're talking about, you can feel free to give us a call at 845-241-9966. Again, that's 845-241-9966. So, yeah, so, you know, we speak about leaving the world, but how do we leave the world? That's a good, how do we leave the world? Now, I want to show you with Apostle Paul how he left the world, an example, you know, and that's at Acts 20:19. And if you have your Bibles, you can turn to the King James Version of Acts 20:19. And it says, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying and weight of the Jews. In other words, Apostle Paul served Messiah, the eternal Heavenly Father, with his mind and his heart, you see. And that's what like brothers do. We lead this world by giving our energy to the divine Heavenly Forefather and Messiah, doing blog show radio talks like this, giving our energy and focus to him. Now, we know what the world do. They give their energy and focus to the world. They give their energy and focus to maybe their job. They give their energy and focus maybe to their family. They give their energy and focus to football. They give their energy and focus to boxing. You see, but in order to lead this world, you have to give that energy to the divine Heavenly Forefather so he can help you lead this world. And also through our training and reading the pseudepigraphal books that give us, you know, another avenue to lead this world, you know. And this is why we minister to our nation, to help them to come along with us to lead this world.
Right. Right. And you're exactly right. We definitely must lead the world because the world is following after idols, devil worship, and their temple is not our temple.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 6:16. It say, and what agreement have the temple of God with idols? None. For ye are the temple of the living eternal Heavenly Father. As the eternal Heavenly Father has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their eternal Heavenly Father, and they shall be my people. So while we down here, we shouldn't follow after the Gentiles. What our job is down here on this earth is, I'm going to go to the Colvin Bible, and it says, the book of creation, and it says, the earth is not for pleasure. See, serving idols, wicked holidays, material things. It says, the earth is not for pleasure for man, but it is a place of instruction for his soul. See, that's why Messiah said, come out of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's a man more readily feels the stirring of the spirit in the face of disaster. And they're exactly right. That's why the eternal Father has taken him out of luxury so that they can seek me. It's a then in the lap of luxury. It's a the intuition of the soul is a long and arduous course of instruction and training. It's a plentiful, but life pales in such places, for it is against the nature of man to flourish in these circumstances. Earth is not a pleasure, darling. It is a place of teachings, training, and testing. And that's why Messiah told us to come out of the world, because we got work to do for our souls
mm-hmm.
to come back to the eternal Heavenly Father.
Yeah, you're right, brother. You 100% right. And this is what we should be doing as a nation. Exactly what we should be doing as a nation. And you brought me to a scripture too, brother, at 1 Corinthians 4:1. And this is what like brethren do. And our nation. It says at 1 Corinthians 4:1, let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and steward of the mysteries of the heavenly forefather. You see, telling us we are ministers of Messiah. You see, we stewards of the mysteries of the heavenly forefather. And that's at 1 Corinthians 4:1. Giving us, showing us who we are, what we should be doing. You see, in order to leave this world, you see, we have to be connected to the heavenly forefather and Messiah to leave this world. Because if we don't, it's so easy for us to get caught up in the world. Now, look at the world now. Just look at the elections. What we just had. Look how many millions and millions of people giving all the energy and focus to Senator Kamala Harris, which is a moral woman, as my brother says, the vice president, and the effeminate president, Joe Biden. They so focused on the world, which Satan controls, that they cannot give their energy and time to the divine heavenly forefather, which leaves us in the mess that we in today, brother.
Right, right. And you're exactly right, brother. And I'm going to piggyback on that. Because, like you said, we are definitely in a mess. But the world is. And like the Eternal Father said, like the title said, leave the world now while you still time. So the Eternal Father is about to afflict the world,
right?
In the most devastating way, far beyond what many can even imagine. So you're exactly right, telling us they trying to distract us with all these worldly things, so we don't focus on Eternal Father. But I'm gonna go back to the Colvin Bible, and I'm gonna read in the afflictions of God, and it says. I'm going to read what it says, what the Eternal Father about this world. That's why these plagues is on this world. It says, then came, and I'm going to say this before I read this. Now, remember when they said an asteroid was coming, and they said that it was real bright, and it got brighter and brighter as it came to the earth. Then they claim it broke up in four pieces, and they don't know where it's at. No, they know where it's at. That was the destroyer coming to our atmosphere. That was the star that was already foretold to come to the earth and destroy the Gentiles. I'm in the Colvin Bible, and I'm in Affliction of God. It says, then came the day when all things became still and apprehensive. And that's where everybody at right now, they're apprehensive. They're like, dang, what's going on? I know something about to happen. You know what I'm saying? So then it says, for the eternal God caused a sign to appear in heaven. And that was that star that they said kept getting brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. And it came and broke up in four pieces. But they never said where it went.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Then it said, for the eternal God caused a sign to appear in heaven so that men should know the earth would be afflicted. Mm-hmm. And the sign was a strange star. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't gonna know more about it, but it just goes in detail about what that story is, and it's talking about the bureau, the destroyer. So that we got the sign, you know what I'm saying? That's why the sky is all red like fire, redly. So you're right, brother. People need to continue to come out of the world while they still have time. And that goes to real fast. That goes to verse John 9:4.
Mm-hmm.
Work while it is still day, because when the night comes, no man can work it.
Right. And see, the nations don't see that, though.
Right.
You see, the nations think this world is just going to continue on and continue on.
Right.
And they're gonna continue to rule over rule over the Israelites,
right,
continue to treat us bad.
Right.
And that's the way of life in their mind.
Right.
That's how they see it.
Right.
You know, they're not going to leave the world. They're going to stay in the world. You see, they ain't trying to leave it. Why would you want to leave it when you got Satan? They got that deal with Satan, especially the fake Jews. Why would they want to leave that? You know, they prosper from it.
It's also their blessing, though, too. So,
right.
You know, that's why they don't want to leave. They know it's their blessing.
Right. So, you know, they ain't trying to leave it, you know. But it's okay. Because, see, I'm going to read a scripture from Ecclesiastes 3:17. You see, now the Heavenly Father not just going to judge the wicked,
right,
but he's going to judge us too. Now let me read this scripture at Ecclesiastes 3:17. And it says, I said in my heart, the Heavenly Forefather shall judge the righteous and the wicked.
Right.
For there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. So the Heavenly Father not just going to judge the wicked, but he's going to judge also the righteous,
right,
which is the children of Israel that's leaving the world, that's preaching about the end of times, preaching about the truth, the light, preaching about the light that's about to lead this world.
Right.
You see, the Heavenly Father is not biased. You see, he's going to judge also the good and the bad, you know. So nothing is left unjudged, you see. But I want to also, once again, cater to our audience. And if there's anybody out there can hear us and willing to give us a call, if it's something, anybody out there that feels though they can understand what we're talking about and want more information, you can please feel free to give us a call at 845-241-9966.
Exactly, brother. I'm going to add some more to what you were saying for us, the Esau and the wicked,
mm-hmm,
and that they're going to rule forever. I'm going into the book of Ezra. The book of Ezra, chapter 11.
Mm-hmm.
It says, and the Most High has looked upon his times and beheld ended, and his age are complete. It says, therefore, you will surely disappear, you eagle. And we know who the eagle is. That's Esau. It say, and your terrible wings, and your whole, it's a, and your most evil little wings, and your malicious heads, and your most evil talons, and your whole worthless body, so that the whole earth is free from your violence, may be refreshed and revitalized, and may hope for the judgment and the mercy of him who have made it. And that's just like you were just saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to judge the righteous and the wicked. Whatever you did, rather be good or evil, they both going to be judged.
Right, brother. And see, what's amazing to me is, see, Esau is such a prideful creature. They're so prideful that they can't even realize that the judgment that's going to come upon them, you see. Or if they do, they put it out of their mind and they tell themselves, no, that's not going to happen to me.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm not going to be judged. You know, and I don't blame them. I get it. The sickness in their mind.
Right.
You know, it's a real sickness that you have to tell yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, knowing that judgment is coming. You know,
right.
But they won't. They won't stop, brother. They ain't gonna stop. They not gonna stop. You
right.
see, and even at James 4:4, you know, the scriptures say this at James 4:4, ye adulterers, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of the Heavenly Forefather. So we know Esau do a lot of worldly things, a lot of celebrating the holidays, a lot of partying. You know, our nation do too, but mainly speaking of Esau, you know, and, you know, they trying to really bring this population control thing to a head, you know. As we look at these influence of events that's taking place, they are about to unleash, brother, a lot of things on our nation that our nation have to get, their minds and hearts ready and really lead this world and get connected to Messiah, the Heavenly Forefather, because with these nations and Esau about to do is really trample try to trap our nation
right.
and get them to take this vaccination.
Right.
You see, and they mean business.
Right.
So now is the time to get right with the eternal Heavenly Father and Messiah and get right and try to lead this world now while it's time.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, we're going to be in serious trouble.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right, brother. They got to get themselves together. Now, like you said, Esau planned on destroying the children of God. But we know the eternal Heavenly Father not going to let that happen.
Right.
Because what's going on right now is really, that, like I said, the curse is being lifted off of us. And they're being placed on these nations. So I'm going to go to 2 Baruch in the Pseudepigrapha book. And I'm going to go to chapter 12. It says, "But I shall say as I think, and I shall speak to you, O land that which is happy." See, talking about them Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They're right here happy while we being vexed. They say, and this goes to what you were saying, how they think they're going to rule forever.
Mm-hmm.
They say, "The afternoon will not always burn," meaning the sun ain't always shine, "nor will the rays of the sun always give light." They say, "Do not think and do not expect that you will always have happiness and joy, and do not raise yourselves too much, and do not oppress." It says, "For surely wrath will arise against you in its own time, because the long suffering is now held back, as it were, by the reins. And have said these, and I have said these things." And that was from the Baruch.
Mm-hmm.
Who was prophesying these things upon the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right, brother. We're going to have to continue to come out of this world, serve the eternal Heavenly Father, and keep our eyes upward. Because like you said, he about to destroy these wicked people. That's why we're in this situation we're in right now for these so-called coronavirus. Because like I told you,
mm-hmm.
there ain't no such thing as no coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
It's iron oxide.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? From planet hell, the destroyer, that star that they say came in our universe, that strange star that got brighter and brighter, and it's about to, and that iron oxide, like I said, it causes sepsis. You know what I'm saying? And that's what gives you the pneumonia-like effects of the shutting down of the heart, the lungs, and the kidneys, and so forth, and so forth, and so forth, because it's poison. So you're right, brother. We got to come out of the world while we still have time.
Right. And we know how right now, brother, how they using this coronavirus and using this, these are called fear tactics.
Right.
Fear tactics.
Right.
They continue to use fear, fear, fear to make us fear so much that we'll run to them. "Please help me get this back. I don't want to die." You see what I'm saying? I don't want to get sick. You know, I want, and they promote it. You know, every time you put on the television, the first thing you're going to see, coronavirus, and right behind that, "Oh, we got the vaccination for it." You see, they use fear tactics to make our people to run to them,
right.
You know, to get help. But we know at the scripture that I'm about to read, and that scripture is Psalms 59, 1 through 5, and it shows here that the divine heavenly forefather is going to intervene and help us. And I'm reading from Psalms 59, 1 to 5, and it reads, "Deliver me from my enemies, O my heavenly forefather. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the wonders of the iniquity, and save me from bloody men. For to they lie in wait for our souls. The mighty are gathered against me, not of my transgression, nor for my sins, O heavenly forefather. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold, therefore the Lord, the heavenly forefather of hosts, the heavenly forefather of Israel, awake to visit all the heathens. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressor." So it's showing you that the Heavenly Forefather is going to raise up.
Right.
He's going to raise up against these wicked nations
right.
that's trying to destroy us.
Right.
And he hasn't forgot us,
right, you see? Right.
And we don't have to worry about it. Right. If we leave this world and focus our energy and mind on the Heavenly Forefather, he's going to deliver us.
Right. And I'm going to go back to Second Baruch, and I'm going to pick up on what you just said. Showing us, don't be fearful nor scared. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in Second Baruch, chapter 23. My verse will start at verse 1. It say, my Lord, and he answered and said to me, this the eternal by talking, the spirit talking to Baruch, it say, why then are ye disturbed? Or saying, why are you scared or afraid about that which you do not know? And why are you restless about that which you do not possess any knowledge? It say, for as you have not forgotten men, women. And so for as you have not, For as you have not forgot about men who exist and who have passed away, it say, I remember those who will come for when Adam sinned and death was decreed against those who were to be born. It say, the multitude of those who would be born was number, and like you just said, brother, number would be born was numbered, and for that number, a place was prepared where the living ones might live. So it said, don't be scared about these things that's coming.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because when Adam fell, he knew he was going to be born in wickedness, but he said, that's okay, because I numbered y'all, and I prepared a place for y'all. So that's why my brother keeps saying, come out of the world while you still got a chance.
Right. And that's what our nation and people have to do. It's a necessity, or you will not make it. You see? You know, and time is so short right now. You know, the time is, it's the essence of the time right now. You see? Right now, this very second, this very minute, we should be doing all we can to leave this world. And part of leaving this world is giving our energy, our time, our everything to the divine Heavenly Forefather and Messiah. You know, that's how we should be, you know, giving our time to him to lead this world. And brother, it's a scripture that I want to read, and it's at Isaiah 43:5. 43:5, and it says this: the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our Heavenly Forefather. Every valley should be exalted, and every mountain and hill should be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plains, and the glory of the eternal Heavenly Father shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the eternal Heavenly Forefather. So it's letting us know, the Heavenly Forefathers have spoken it. So it's letting us know, the Heavenly Forefather already ordained it.
Right.
He already spoke it.
Right.
He's going to straighten every problem out, everything that's wrong, he's going to correct and make right. The one thing we need to do is to make ourselves right with that eternal Heavenly Forefather and Messiah. Give our energy, our time, lead this world so that we can have full confidence in the divine Heavenly Forefather.
Right.
You know, because he have all things. He control all things. He controls the left and the right.
Right.
So if our time and energy is focused on Messiah and the Heavenly Forefather, just like our brother Apostle Paul did, he said he served with his mind. You see, that's what we should be doing, serving the eternal Heavenly Father, but not with just our mind, but with our energy, with these bodies that we in, ministering, fishing for our brother. This is what we should be doing, and this is how will help us to leave this world, brother.
And you're right, brother. Like you said, Paul chose to serve the eternal Heavenly Father with his mind and with his spirit.
Right.
So basically what you're saying is Paul chose the straight gate or the great path,
mm-hmm.
the straight and narrow. So we're going to go to the Testament of the Three Patriarchs.
This
is the Apocryphal book. And it says, because this straight gate is the gate of the righteous, which leads to eternal life, and those who enter through it came into paradise. So that's what the road or the path of the great path or the straight and narrow or the straight gate, that's the gate Paul and them chose. You know what I'm saying? They chose to serve the eternal Father through the straight and narrow gate. So that just picking back on what you were saying about
right.
how did they choose to serve the eternal Father, because the straight gate, that is the path of the righteous. The wide and broad is the path of the idolaters and the wicked ones.
Right, which is most of the world is on. And some of them don't even know it.
Right.
You see, that's the sad part about it. They don't even know that, you know, they on that broad and spacious that leads off to everlasting destruction.
Right.
Where Messiah said narrow and crooked is the road that's leaving off to everlasting life. Now, I'm paraphrasing it,
right.
you know, but this is the road that Messiah said we should be on,
right.
that narrow and cramped. And, brother, when you in the light, it gets no narrower and cramper than what it is.
Right,
it gets narrow, cramped, lonely, you know, and everything else with that.
Right.
But it's not for us to be vexed by it. I look at it, brother, it's a protection for us.
Right.
You see,
right.
the eternal Heavenly Father Messiah is protecting us from the world.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because if we mingle with the world, we become like the world.
Right.
You see,
right. Right.
And we got to know that. You know, these are things that we have to look at it in this sense, you know. But we know for sure that anyway, it's already putting light brothers to be on this road,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's by election anyway,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we're going to stay on this road. It ain't nowhere else for us to go. You see, nor left, nor right, nor back, only straight. Light brothers can only go one direction.
Right. And I'm a use a little I forgot the word I want to use, but I'm gonna use a little phrase I like to say, but to myself. Okay, for the eternal Heavenly Father, like you said, light brothers don't have nowhere to go, but actually. It is basically just like this. Light brother was put on this earth, and it's a divine earning or yearning that calls us back to the eternal Heavenly Father. That's why I said, my sheep shall hear my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just like you have a yearning when you get hungry, or you got a yearning for some of your desires of your body, or you have a yearning to do wickedness, you know, the eternal Heavenly Father put a yearning in light brother.
Mm-hmm.
And all his chosen children, that yearning pulls you back to the eternal Heavenly Father, in spirit and truth. So
mm-hmm.
that's the yearning that we have, and that's why, like you said, we don't have nowhere else to go, because that yearning pulls us back from whence we are from.
You're right, brother. You know what? You know what remind me of that? It's in the Nag Hammadi. I don't remember the exact book, but in the Nag Hammadi, it says, "Light brother." Brethren can smell the fragrance of the Heavenly Father. Like, that smells good.
Right.
I know that smell somewhere.
Right.
And you keep going after that smell,
mm-hmm.
and it's the eternal Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
that yearning that's pulling you back to the eternal Heavenly Father.
That's right. That's the yearning. That yearning that you were talking about, brother. And, well, you know, we almost at the end of our program. And we want to thank all those that, you know, listen to the program. And hopefully that next week, if it's the will of the Eternal Heavenly Father, we'll be back to do it again. My name is Brother Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adair Bay Israel.
And we just want to give thanks again to our Eternal Heavenly Father, our Earthly Mother and Messiah, for again giving us another wonderful show that we can display to our nation, the 12 tribes of Israel. So I'm going to say, until next week, if it's the will of the Heavenly Forefather, peace be unto you. Shalom. It was